你哋收听紧嘅系葡萄树传媒 ymedia.org。
People get saved inside the bus.
就在公共巴士里面，有人就这样信主了。
So I want to encourage us.
所以我要鼓励我们诸位弟兄。
To make a soul winning a lifestyle.
你要让传福音成为你生活的一部分。
You'd be very proud that you are a soul winner.
你一定会觉得很自豪，说你是传福音的人，得灵魂的人。
And you'd be very glad that.You will encourage every service to win a soul.
而且你会很庆幸说，在每场聚会里面，你都会啊传福音跟救灵魂。
So I want to really encourage you.
我真的要好好鼓励诸位。
I'm not going to stop talking about soul winning.
而且我不会停止讲得灵魂的事。
I will not.
我绝对不会，我会一直讲，一直讲啊。
I was invited to preach.
我被邀请去讲道。
In a small church that started in our compound.
在一个我们家附近的一个小教会开始，我被邀请去这样子一个小教会讲道。
And we have a rich man that lives around us.
那在我们周遭有一位有钱人。
So the guy came for the meeting.
这个有钱人也当天来教会参加聚会。
So that morning.
那天早上的聚会。
There is a place where people, poor people are living.
有一个区域是穷人住的。
So I don't know what happened. I decided to walk in between those houses.
我也不晓为什么我哪根筋不对劲，就想说从那贫穷区域走过去。
And there were so many people don't go to church.
就住在那里。
So I met one of the young men.
我碰到一个年轻人啊。
By the name David.
他的名字叫 Dave.
So I encouraged him to come to church.
我也鼓励这年轻人来教会聚会。
And so he came to church and gave his life.
他真的来教会就把生命给耶稣了。
So that morning,
那天早上聚会，
I was looking at the environment.
我就看四处的环境。
And I said, Lord,
我说主啊，
can I touch the lives of these people?
我可不可以触摸这些人的生命啊？
And then God gave me an idea.
上帝给我一个点子。
What to do?
告诉我该怎么做。
So I was very excited.
我好兴奋啊。
How did I got the idea?
这点是从哪里来的？
Because I was thinking about souls.
因为我一直无时无刻在想到救灵魂的事。
If you never had any desire for soul winning,
若你想都没想过不想要来救灵魂的话，
you can never be a soul winner.
你就不会成为救灵魂的人。
I don't know how to make you to understand how important soul winning is.
我不想该怎么说可以让诸位明白救灵魂是何等何等重要。
Do you know the importance of soul winning?
你知不知道救灵魂的重要性到什么程度？
Do you know the important?
你们知道这重要性吗？
Now watch this.
你再注意听。
Jesus came and died.
耶稣来就死了。
Because of souls.
他来死是为了灵魂而死。
That means it's very serious.
那表示说他对于救灵魂这一档事是可是认真的哦。
Why did he die?
耶稣为什么要死？
To save sinners.
就是要救罪人。
That's the reason.
这是他死的原因。
The reason why God saved us and allowed us to live here that we can become soul winners.
耶稣，上帝救了我们，让我们还留在这世上，就是要叫我们去救灵魂。
So I want to encourage us.
因此我要鼓励诸位。
It's very simple.
就很简单的要救灵魂。
As I entered the airplane.
我上飞机。
I sat by somebody.
我坐在人的旁边。
I witnessed to him.
我也跟他们做见证。
There's opportunity every day.
四处每天你都有机会跟人家传福音啊。
As I go to buy something in the shop.
我去店里面买一些东西。
Do you go to church?
那我就问他说，你们去教会？
Share Jesus with him.
我说耶稣爱你啊。
It's very simple.
很简单，就这样子四处传福音。
It's not complicated.
一点也不复杂。
Now let me explain to you.
我再跟你解释。
The reward that is in heaven is incredible.
在天上你救灵魂这一种的奖赏实在是无法言喻的。
If you don't even want to be a soul winner,
你甚至都不想来救灵魂的话，
become a soul winner because of the reward that is waiting in heaven.
要不然好歹你要为了在天上有一些奖赏等着你，你去好救灵魂，好歹为这个原因。
I don't want to go to heaven empty-handed, to be honest.
我不想空手上天堂。
I don't want.
我真的不要这样。
If I have a church,
若我当真有一个教会。
Every member of my church must, it is compulsory and mandatory, you must become a soul winner.
叫我们教会的会友一定要，你没有选择，你一定要去救灵魂。
You know why?
你知道为什么我要这么坚持？
I want all my people when they go to heaven, they become rich in heaven.
因为我要我所有的会友上天堂，大家都是非常有钱的。
I don't want to go to heaven and remain poor.
我不想他们上天堂还是一样穷光蛋一个。
Do you know people who go to heaven, they have nothing?
有些人上天堂真的是什么都没有呢。
Not even a room.
连一个房间也都没有。
Hey, I came to say hi. Hi, 你好，你好，你好， because they have no place. They have no house.
因为他来找你，因为他们自己没有地方住啊。
So they came moving the street, greeting people.
所以他们就四处去跟人家问候，看可不可以找一个地方可以挤。
Do you know that?
你知不知道有这回事？
Jesus said, "In my Father's house there are many mansions."
耶稣说，在我天父家有很多的房屋。
John 14.
这是约翰福音十四章说的。
So if you want to have a mansion in heaven,
你希望天上有豪宅等着你吗？
Be a soul winner.
那么就救灵魂吧。
Encourage your children to win souls. Encourage your wife to win souls.
鼓励你太太还有孩子也要去救灵魂。
In Nigeria,
在我们奈及利亚
our children department,
像我们小孩子事工
they go for soul winning.
他们也一样去救灵魂。
We call it children evangelism.
我们说这是小孩子传福音部门。
Six years old, five years old.
五六岁的小孩子就开始传福音。
So I want it to be in your blood.
因此我希望传福音就在你的血液
里面。That soul winning is what God expects me and you to do.
让你明白传福音就是上帝要你我一起来动手做。
It is one of the best investment.
这可以讲说是最好的投资之一哦。
Trust me.
听我说真的。
How many of you know what I'm saying is the truth and is the truth?
多少人明白我讲的是真的，而且的确也是真的。
Do you know that?
你知不知道这事实？
Forget about people who are not winning souls.
那些啊，他们不愿意救灵魂，那些我们暂且不管他们呢。
You.
但是你
become a soul winner.
你自己就先成一个救灵魂的人吧。
Do you know there's something I can do for this man and we become very close?
你知道有一些事情我可以为这位弟兄来做，做了以后我们就成了很近的人。
Do you know that?
你知不知道？
One of the things that can make you to come closer to God is soul winning.
你可以跟神更亲近的一个方式就是你去救灵魂。
Because God will be happy.
因为你一旦救灵魂，上帝会很快乐。
So please.
因此拜托。
You cannot re-emphasize. You cannot say we've talked too much about soul winning.
我们不可能说哎呀救灵魂你已经强调太多，不要再讲了，没有这一档事。
Never.
没有这一档。
It's like prayer.
就好像祷告吧。
You cannot say I have prayed too much.
你不要说哦，我祷告了。
No.
没有这回事啊。
It's not possible.
不可能的。
See what Jesus did.
你看耶稣做的。
When you go study the life of Jesus.
你看看耶稣的生平。
He used all kinds of method to win souls.
耶稣也是用尽各种办法要救灵魂。
He used healing.
他透过医治。
Deliverance.
释放赶鬼。
Food.
食物。
You know that?
有没有注意到这一点？
And Jesus also used what is called friendship evangelism.
另外，耶稣也透过跟人家做朋友传福音。
And Jesus also used what is called caring evangelism.
另外，他也透过关怀人传福音。
And Jesus also used visitation evangelism.
也有造访去拜访人家传福音。
Look at Zacchaeus, the short guy.
还有看看撒该那位矮。
He has to go to his house.
他也要去他家里。
What happened to the guy?
结果啊，他怎么了？
He became a Christian.
他就这样子成了基督徒。
If Jesus said, "Forget about this guy."
耶稣啊，这人太矮了，我不去想要看他。
Will he become saved?
这样子他会就得救吗？
No.
当然不可能。
The guy climbed it because the guy was too short. I don't know how short.
矮到所以只好爬到树上。看到耶稣。
Do you have short people here in Taiwan?
我们住在台湾有没有矮子？
In Nigeria, we have people like this.
我们在奈及利亚有这个矮到这样子而已。
Short people like this. The guy had to climb a tree.
所以只好矮到只好要爬到树上。
No. 来。
就说你不用爬到树上，你下来。
I'm coming to your house.
本尊要到你家去了。
Friendship evangelism.
所以这是透过做朋友啊来传福音。
The guy became saved.
所以就这样，这个矮子就信主了。
If we can have this number of men,
若我们诸位这些男士帅哥
revolutionize,
你们真的全部被变革
turn around,
完全翻转
touched by God,
被圣
empowered by the Holy Ghost,
被圣灵来大
on fire for God,
为神大发热心的
we can do exploits.
我们真的可以来引爆台湾的
I said we can do exploits.
我们真的可以来引爆的
Let us pray. Father, bless these wonderful people today. Inspired everyone to be on fire for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God is looking for somebody he can use. There used to be a song. And they used to sing. A beautiful, sweet song. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. If the Lord wants somebody, here am I, send me. Here am I, use me. Here am I, use me. If the Lord wants somebody, here am I, use me. God, if you want somebody, here I am, send me. If the Lord wants somebody, here I am, send me. We want to look at one great hero today. A great hero. You know, when something is good, let's say it is good. When something is good, come on, it's good. Let's read together. God is looking for a trustworthy man that he can use. Can God find somebody this morning who has the passion? Who will have the willingness? Say, God, I'm right here. Pick me. Use me. That's why I love this sweet, powerful song. A song of dedication. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. So I come before God. Not only what I can get from God, but what I can do for God. Can God trust us at any time, at any moment, that he want to pick us and use us? Cornelius was a man that was willing to pay the price. He came out from nowhere. Nobody persuaded him. Nobody forced him to do what he did. But he chose to be a vessel. He chose to be used by God. He chose to make the difference. He chose to be a hero. He chose to bring a revolution. He chose to bring a transformation. He was available for God. Say, God, I don't just want to read history. But I want to make history. I want to become a model in my generation. Even after I die, I want my history to be written. People will read it and they will be inspired. People will read it, they will be encouraged. People will read it, they will be on fire. People will read it and they move forward. People will read it and they are touched and say, God, here I am. Use me. You can count on me. Can God count on us? Look at in the military. You bring a very timid, dull, quiet young man. And they begin to train him. Train him. Sometimes they have to whip him. Guess what?
后来因为怎么样
？That looking dull, intimate guy become bold. Wake up.
看起来胆小的人，他们就变得很有胆量了。
His potential comes out.
他们的潜力激发出来。
He's now bold.
他们现在就很有胆量。
He's now strong.
而且很坚强。
He can talk.
他们可以讲话。
That's the same thing with the gospel.
同样，福音也是这样子。
Anybody can be trained to any level.
任何人，你不管是什么样的层次，你都可以被训练的。
You were not born an engineer.
你不是生来就是一个工程师啊。
You were trained to become an engineer.
你是训练出来的。
You were not born driving.
你也不是生来就会开车。
You went to learn how to drive.
你是学习来的。
So it's very simple.
因此这是很简单的道理。
It's a mindset.
这纯粹是心态的。
Change your concepts.
你把你的观念改变过来。
Determined to be a hero.
你就下决心做一个伟人。
I want to be a hero for God.
我要为上帝做一个伟人。
If nobody is willing, I'm willing.
若没人要，我要。
God, here I am.
上帝，我在这里。
I want to go the extra miles.
我想要多走一里路。
I want to do exploit for you.
我想要为你来引爆。
Acts chapter 10.
这是在使徒行
传。Let's read verse 2.
我们来读第二节，请。他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏上帝，多多周济百姓，常常祷告上帝。
What a qualification!
哇，这是太棒的这些条件了。
Can God write a book like this concerning you?
上帝有没有办法写一本书有关于你就是这样子的？
Number one,
第一个条件，
a devout man.
他是个虔诚人，
a man that was devoted to God.
对上帝是全心的摆上的，
a devout man.
他是一个虔诚人，
one that feared God.
他敬畏上帝，
with all his house.
全家也都敬畏上帝，
who gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always.
而且多多周济百姓，常常祷告上帝。
10 verse 2. God, and this was Paul,
这是保罗，
writing about this man.
这是保罗写关于，
he said, a devout man.
说哥林友是一个虔诚人，
a man that was devoted to God.
他对上帝可是虔诚的。
Now, I saw five qualities in this one man.
在这里我在哥林友身上看到五个特点。
Just in verse 2 alone. Number one, he was a devout man. If this man was not, the Bible will never describe him as a devout man. Can God find somebody like Cornelius this morning who will be devoted to God? Say, if other men are messing around, if they are playing church, if they are playing religion, I'm not going to be a part of those kind of club. I choose to be a different zone. I want to be a devout man. I'm devoted to God. I consecrate to God. I want God to make the best out of me. I know I got something inside of my life. But I got to do something to attract God in my life. Commitment can attract God into your life. When you are devoted to God, God will be devoted to you. When you are devoted to God, God will be devoted to your business. When you are devoted to God, God will be devoted to your ministry, to your business, to your office. He will devote himself for your family. Whatever you are doing, whatever you are going to do, God will always put his stamp. God will always give his support. Why will God give his support? Because he has found a devout man. A man that is very committed. A man that is dedicated to God. This guy was a rich man. So we don't say he has nothing to do. Because he had a lot of employees. He was a rich man. Who knows before whether he was not as rich before and God, when he became devoted to God, God increased him and make him more blessed and became very rich. Who knows? One that feared God, number two.
但是第二个, 他是敬畏
Can God see you like a man that fear him? Guess what? When you begin to fear God, the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. You want to have wisdom? Fear God. Number two, the Bible says the secret things of the Lord are revealed to them that fear him. Do you want to have the secret things of God revealed to you? The fear of God is a gateway. Do you want to move into a place where the treasure of heaven is open in your life? The fear of God is a gateway. When you have the fear of God, the fear of God means you fear God everywhere, in the secret, in the private, where nobody's around. I don't do it because I don't want somebody to embarrass me. That's not the fear of God. You do it because it's the right thing to do. Nobody should stand at your back with a weep. When the fear of God is upon your life, God begins to give you a divine revelation. There are mysteries that are hidden that will be revealed to you by the reasoning of the fear of God. When you have the fear of God in your life, there is a divine dignity. And God will clothe you with divine honor. Because you feared God. God will give you a lot of honor and you are clothed. You look at the life of Cornelius. He was an honorable man. He was respectful. He was influential. He was powerful. Do you want to be influential? Get the fear of God. Fear God with all your heart. Fear God with all your house. When you fear God with all your heart, he feared God with all his house. You look at what happened to this guy. He said the fear of God in his life affected his family. Daddy on fire for God. Mama on fire for God. Children on fire for God. Grandchildren on fire for God. In-laws on fire for God. That is the man that had a fear of God. His entire family was revolutionized. Look at the number three. A man that served God with all his household. These people were committed to God. As a husband, God sees you as the head of the house. Jesus is a spiritual head of that family. As a child of God. But you, the man, you are the physical head of the family. It's very challenging that in so many families, women are the spiritual head of the house. They are more committed. Sometimes they pray more. They give more. They are more active. Sometimes, few men, so. But look at this guy here. He saved God. His wife was on fire. His children were also saving God. With his household, nobody was lukewarm in his family. Everybody was revived. You see, if you, the father, is on fire for God, you are a praying man. What happens to your family? You have a praying family. You are an evangelistic minded man. What happens to your family? Evangelistic family. You are a giver.
你是一个给予的人。
What happened to your family?
你家人会怎么样？
Your family became a giving church.
开始会给予。
You are a lover.
你是一个爱人的人。
Your family became a loving family.
家人也会受影响，会去爱人。
It's very simple.
很简单的道理。
So God want to see you serving God with all your household.
上帝要看到你跟全家都来服侍上帝。
I want to get my wonderful kids to be, you know, on fire for God.
希望我那些孩子他们也一样对神大发热心。
At this age, they love God so much.
他们还虽然这么年轻，他们就已经非常爱上帝了。
They don't want to miss one service.
甚至上这点一场聚会，他们都不想错过。
They're looking at the time.
他们时间一到就一直看时间。
Daddy,
爸爸。
I don't want to go to church late now.
我,
I don't want to go to church late.
我不想要去聚会的时候迟到啊。
And she was shocked. Uncle, take me to church. I don't want to go late.
所以他们就跟我喊叫，我说赶快带他们去教会聚会。
And even take out the church on time, she was going to begin to cry.
如果你不准时带他去，他们就在那边大哭大闹。
Look at the time now.
你看时间快迟到。
You want me to go to church late?
快迟到了，爸爸。
She knows that it takes about 10-20 minutes to get to church.
她知道大概十分钟或十分才到教会。
And church start at 9:00.
所以大约九点。
I want to leave the house at 8:30.
准哦啊。九点开始，所以我八点半就要离家。
Little child,
孩子很小。
She knows that if she leaves 9, that's late.
如果九点才出发就会迟到。
I want to leave my house 8:30.
我不管怎么样，我八点半要出家门就。
Where I practice, they are right there.
我一定要这样子时间。
Children play evangelism, they are right there. Children evangelism.
他到这些小孩子那边以后，他们就要来传福音。
All the department.
整个小孩子部门。
The children are right there.
小孩子全部都准时到达。
There is something that they used to do in our church.
以前在教会，这些小孩子经常做一件事。
They will come up with a small card like this.
他们就拿一张小小的卡片。
And then they will write name.
写上名字。
They will put like.Children department. I don't know what they do here in Taiwan. Somebody come to your house. The child will give it to you. Uncle, 拜托.
Oh, 叔拜托，名字签上，钱顺便交过来。
You fill your name and the amount and give him money.
就把名字写上去，写上你要认捐的金额。
You know something like that?
你知道台湾不搞这个，但是他们。
No, I don't think they do here.
台湾不搞啊。
With all the hundreds of children we have in our church.
所以我们教会上百个孩子就这么做。
My children will bring you daddy.
小孩子就拿给爸爸，来，爸爸，你认捐，你也要。
You must give the highest.
而且你要给最多哦，因为你是爸爸哦。
I said why?
我说凭什么？
I want to win.
因为我想要啊拿到最第一名啊。
At the end of the month,
在月底的时候
they want to raise money for the children department.
他们要为儿童施工来募款。
And the, everybody that come to the house, uncle,
拜托，拜托，拜托，叔叔，舅舅，拜托，拜托。
And you see
认捐认捐
how crazy these kids are going after to raise money for their children department.
为了儿童施工在募款呐。
So at the end of the month,
到月底的时候
you'll be keeping the money every day. You collect the money.
所以每一个月他们就开始累积这些啊数额。
You take the money.To the church.
后来他们把这些认捐的钱全部
拿到教
会去，然后记录。
I discovered that these children always carry first.
后来我发现我的孩子总是啊募最高的款项。
Always number one.
经常都是募到最高的款项。
They always raise more money.
经常募到更多的钱。
The money does not belong to them.
但这些募来钱不是给他们。
Just to support their department.
他们只是要支持自己的儿童事工。
You see the zeal to work for God.
原来一开始这么小就
有热心。The desire.To save God. So can we have such children? Can our children be on fire for God? He begins with the daddy. If the daddy is so-so daddy, children will be so-so children alone. So we gotta be like Cornelius. Look at number four.He gave much alms to the people. Write it number four.
第四点，请你写上去。他多多周济百姓。
A man that was a giver.
一个给予的男人。
He gave much alms to the people.
他会多多周济。
The Bible does not say he gave alms. It says he gave much. That means the man was one of the best giver.
圣经不单讲说格林纽只是周济人，他是多多，那表示说他给的经常
很多。Can we become this kind of guy?
我们可不可以像这样子的格林纽
？That we are willing to give our time to God.
愿意把我们的时间给上帝啊
！We are willing to say God.
我们愿意跟神说，上帝啊
，Use me.
你就用我吧。
This man was a giver.
这个人是一个给予的人。
Much am.
而 件事多多的给。
He helped people.
他帮助人。
It was a blessing.
他真是一个祝福。
People were touched.
人家都被他感动。
People were blessed.
他们被他蒙福了。
People were encouraged.
人家被他激励了。
Because of his lifestyle.
就因为哥林有他的生活。
You say your giving attract God's blessings.
你的给予会吸引神来祝福你哦。
Now, when you begin to give to God,
你开始给上帝。
Your time.
给上帝你的时间。
Your talent.
你的才干给。
Your potential.
你的潜能给。
Your finances.
你的财务给上帝。
God is watching.
上帝会在看哦。
You know there is a day of remembrance.
有一天是所谓的纪念日。
That God will release a supernatural blessings.
在这个纪念日，因为上帝会释放超自然的。
As we go down, you are going to find that in verse 4.
在第四节里面，我们待会看的时候会讲。
So he was a man that gave much.
哥尼流是一个多多周济的人。
Can we find people like these?
我们可不可以找这样子的人？
Can God raise you up to be like these?
上帝可不可以兴起你像这样子的人？
Can you make up your mind to be like these?
可不可以下决心像这样子的人？
And look at number 5.
再来看第五点，他是一个什么样的人？
And pray to God always.
常常祷告上帝。
Good. You can see it.
你眼睛可以看到。
He did not pray once a week.
他不是一个礼拜祷告一次。
Do you see that?
有没有看到？
He prayed always.
他常常祷告。
He prayed to God always.
常常祷告上帝。
You see the 5 qualities just in verse 2.
单单第二节就有五个特点。
He was a praying man.
他是一个祷告的人。
A praying person.
是一个祷告的男人，祷告的人。
A praying Christian.
是一个祷告的基督徒。
And he moved his family alongside.
而且他也拉着他的家人跟着他一起。
He was carrying his household alongside with him.
他是全家跟着做。
His employee.
他的雇员。
When you read this Acts chapter 10,
有时间去读《使徒行传》第十
章。You find a lot of people's lives were affected.
你会发现四周的人都受他影响了。
Because of this man's life. So can we find people who are willing to pray? Not praying when there is a problem. The Bible described here, said he prayed to God always. Always means always. There are 1,001 things to pray for every day. If you don't have a personal problem, there are so many things to pray for. Pray for yourself for increase of the anointing. Pray for intimacy with God. Pray to be used by God more. Pray for spiritual growth. Pray for more energy and strength and power. Pray for good health. Pray for God's favor. Pray for God to make you a soul winner. There are so much to pray for. Pray for God to make you more blessed and more prosperous. Ask God to make you more successful. Pray for the unsaved souls. Pray for churches. Pray for our country. Pray for economy. Pray for the president. Pray for the pastor. Pray for all the pastors. There's so much to pray for. Say, I don't know what to pray for. There are 1,001 prayer lists. It's a prayer you cannot stop praying. No matter how many souls that we have won, it's not enough. So there's so much to pray. You say, what was a man praying for all the time? He never had a physical problem. But there are so many areas. There are so many things that the man was praying for. So you gotta make up your mind to be a praying man. Forget about movies. It's not gonna go to give you the anointing. It won't bring you closer to God. It won't make you to become rich. Take those precious time. Spend with God. Enjoy yourself with God. David said, in the presence of God, there are fullness of joy and there are pleasure forevermore. You can enjoy your time in the presence of God with divine pleasure. So there is something worth doing. Spending time to fellowship with God. Fellowship with God in prayer. You want to develop intimacy with God? Much time in prayer. Prayer brings you closer to God. No wonder this man knew the mind of God. Because he was always praying all the time. You want to get the base direction from God? Spend time with him, fellowship with him in prayer. Like this man did. And guess what happened? Definitely there will be a visitation. If you want to have angelic visitation, you gotta be a praying man. And then you can have an angelic visitation. Let's read verse 3, Acts 10:3.
有一天约在深处, 他在异象中, 明明看见上帝的一个使者进去, 到他那里说, 哥尼流。
Number one, a man that saw a vision.
他是一个看见异象的人。
Do you want to see a vision?
你想看到异象?
Be a devout man.
你就,
a devoted man.
你要做一个虔诚人。
A man that fear God.
一个敬畏上帝的人。
A man that give much alms. A man that serve the Lord with his household. A praying man. Then you can have a vision. An angel of the Lord appeared unto him. Number two. A man that had an angelic visitation. Because of his quality. Do you create your atmosphere conducive for angel to visit? If your atmosphere is not conducive, you cannot experience angelic visitation. I don't know what happened in this country. But in our country, like when you're expecting a president. In a state. They will clean the road, they will paint the place, different changes. They spend so much money just to make the place nice that the president is coming. You must create an atmosphere for angelic visitation. If the atmosphere is not created, forget it. You see, I can imagine why this guy had a lot of angelic visitation. When you read the book of Hebrews, it said we will so be aware of entertaining strangers. It says some of us have entertained angels on our ways. If you are an open-minded man like this guy, he was a man that was loving and caring. He helped a lot of people. So if you want to experience angelic visitation, create a great, good, conducive atmosphere. And when the environment is conducive, you cannot imagine what God is about to do. What God is going to do. This great child of God. This great servant of God. Make his environment conducive. In his course of praying and fasting, there was a visitation.
有神的使者造访他。
There was a mighty wave of God.
有神他大能的做工。
In his life.
在他生命里。
That brought about an internal change.
因为神一个大大的做工在他生命里，使他有一个永恒的改变。
What happened in his family that day had never happened.
在他们家人那一天的经验呢，就这样子是空前绝后的。
So we must come into the presence of God.
因此我们一定要来到神面前。
With all our heart.
全心的进入神的同在里。
Then we can have a vision.
那么我们就可以得着意象。
God can give us a vision concerning our destiny.
上帝可以给你一个意象，是有关于你的
命运
的，或者是你的计划的。
Our future.
你的未来的。
Our business.
你的生意的。
Our ministry.
你的事工。
Just like this guy.
就像哥尼流的经验一样。
He did not go to a prophet.
哥尼流不是去找一个先知跟他说预言呢？
Because he was connected to God.
主要哥尼流他自己跟神有亲密的连结。
And that was why he had a visitation.
因此他就有神的使者造访。
Let's read verse 4, 10-4.
我们来读第四节，请。哥尼流定睛看他，惊怕说：“主啊，什么事呢？”天使说：“你的祷告和你的周济达到上帝面前，以蒙纪念了。”
Amen.When the angel appeared to him, he looked at his face.
使者向他显明的时候，他就看
着。He was afraid.
看天使，他很害怕。
Look at the response.
你看看哥尼流的回应。
Number one, thy prayers.
第一个是他的祷告。
Your prayers.
他说你的祷告。
Can God say that to you?
上帝可不可以跟你讲同样的话？
Your prayers,
你的祷告，
has come before me.
达到神的面前了。
He mentioned two things.
他这边特别提到两点。
Your alms given.
你的周济。
There were two things. One, prayers.
第一个是你的祷告。
Two, your giving.
第二是你的周济，你的奉献。
Has come before the Lord for a memorial.
达到上帝面前以蒙纪念的。
What a privilege.
这是太棒的一种特权了。
What have you been doing for God?
你一直向来为神所做的。
Cornelius.
哥尼流。
This is the time of your visitation.
现在是你被造访的时候了。
All your work.
所有你所做的一切。
You gave a lot.
你奉献很多。
You pray a lot.
祷告很多。
People thought you were crazy.
人家以为你疯了。
But the time of payback has come.
但是你得到奖赏的时候已到了。
How will you feel?
你这样子会有什么感受？
If you are the one.
若你是哥尼流的话。
God said, "This is a time to bless you."
上帝说是当祝福你的时候了。
I know you've been blessed.
我知道你是已经有蒙福了。
But I want to take you to another level of blessings.
我要让你再经历另一层次的。
I know you are rich.
我知道你已经有钱了。
But I want to take you to another rich place.
但是我要让你再更有钱。
I want to take you to a place of wealth.
我要让你。达到一个什么叫财富的境界。
I want to take it to a place of abundance.
我要带你到丰盛的境界。
I want to spoil you with blessings.
我要用祝福来把你宠坏。
I want to move into a place of multiplication.
我要把你推到倍增的地步。
I want to move into a place of increasing.
我要让你进入加增。
Because of two things.
就因为两个原因。
Your prayers.
一个是你的祷告。
Your arms.
和你的周济。
Has come before me.
已经达到我面前。
As a memorial,
以蒙纪念了。
Can our life, our walk for God, win before the Lord and stood as a memorial before God?
我们的一生，我们的事工，可不可以来到神面前，已经蒙神纪念了？
This is the man.
就是这样子的人。
And is qualified.
他有资格
to receive the best.
来从神那边领受最棒的
from me.
从我这里领受最好的。
For God to now pronounce the word that your work you've been doing for him is watching, is standing as a memorial, that is very serious.
如果让神要开口讲说你所做的一切达到我面前蒙我纪念，那表示说神可不是说说完的哦。
You know, God is not a man.
上帝他不像我们人一样。
That even when you are lazy, say, don't worry, thank you, I try. No.
你没有做好，他也说啊，没关系啊，没功劳也有苦劳。上帝不是这样子的啊。
And even when you're lazy,
即便你很懒啊,
God says, yeah, you've been doing, you've been working so hard.
你还是一样很卖力的啦,
to make you happy.
但是若要让你快乐,
God doesn't do that.
上帝不会像我们人这样子。
He's honest.
神他是从头到尾是很真实的。
If God said this man,
上帝如果
He's a good man.
It
means God has proven his goodness. It was not one day. This guy been living this lifestyle for years and years. It was not 2 days. And God said, this guy, all the prayers, all your giving, all your dedication, you fear me, you worship me, I can see it. He's standing before me. You know what? All that you need will be granted to you today. Amen. Now let's read it.
30 to 32. 请哥尼流说，前四天这个时候，我在家中守着伸出的祷告，忽然有一个人穿着光明的衣裳站在我面前说，哥尼流，你的祷告已蒙垂听，你的周记达到上帝面前已蒙纪念了，你当打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他住在海边的一个橡皮匠西门的家里。
Amen. What can you see number one there?
第一点你可以看到的是什么？
Fasting.
禁食。
4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour.
前四天的这个时候，我在家中禁食祷告。
What a lifestyle!
哇，这是什么样的生活形态呀？
4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour.
前四天我一直在禁食，直到这个时候。
He is now is talking to the angel.
现在是哥林流在跟天使对话。
Do you want to have a privilege to talk with angel?
你想有特权跟天使可以对话吗
？Look at the keys here.
你看看这钥匙。
The keys are listed here.
这边有。把这钥匙列出来了。
Started seeking the face of God.
当他在寻求上帝时。
And until this hour.
一直到这个时刻。
And the ninth hour, I prayed in my house.
我在家中守着伸出的祷告。
Is that in your Bible? I prayed in my house.
我在家中祷告。
He was a praying man.
他是一个祷告的人。
Not only praying in church.
他不单只是在教会才祷告。
Behold, a man stood before me in a bright cloth.
忽然有一个人穿着光明的衣裳站在我
面前。And said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard.
说哥尼流，你的祷告已蒙
垂听。Thy arms are heard.Come before the Lord. Your works have been remembered. Everything that you've done for God, God has remembered them one by one. Watch this. There's always be a day for remembrance. And when God remembers something for you, about you, you're about to get a miracle you've never got in your life. Watch this. In Book of Esther chapter 4, 5, 6, there was a man called Mordecai. Poor slave. You know the gate man?
你知道这些守门的人
？The man that stands at the gate.
那些守卫
，to open the gates.
他们是开门的。
Was he a rich man?
是啊，这些守卫的是有钱的吗
？People that walk at the gate are they rich?
那些在你想啊站在守门的这些是有钱的吗
？There was something he did.
他做了一些事。
He saved the life of the king one time.
因为他救了他们。
And there was a record.
也因为这样子，所以就把他记录他的善行。
There's always be a record for everything you do for God.
因此，凡你为神所做的，全部都记录下来。
Everybody forgot about all that.
也有些人他们会忘记了。
So one sweet day came.
所以有那么一天来了。
The king opened the book.
王就打开这些册子。
And found a writing.
发现有记载这样子的事件。
The man that saved his life.
说原来这个人曾经救了他。
And they called Haman.
他们就把啊这个哈曼叫来。
The man that the king desired to do honor, what shall be done for him?
所以上帝就问哈曼说啊，上帝想王想要让他觉得有尊贵的人，那是
Haman
应该要怎么做
？Being a selfish And same Satan had man said, oh, come on, let him do this, give him that. He think it was himself. A poor Mordecai. At the gate was called. And was honored with the highest honor.
结果被啊,
will God open the book and find your name?
那么上帝把这些册子一打开的时候,
this man won 100 souls.
说这个人,
this man gave so much money. This man was a praying man. This man was a devout man. This man feared me. This man is a very committed man. God said, come on.
上帝说,
angel Gabriel,
天使,
go to Joseph's house
去约瑟家吧,
and bless him.
你好好跟他祝福一下吧,
can God find that?
上帝可不可在你身上找到这样,
a day of remembrance.
说在纪念的日的时候,
a day of remembrance.
纪念的日子,
can God see that book and found something?
上帝可不可在册子上找到一些东西?
Send therefore to Joppa and call this Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon. The angel gave him a specific instruction and direction. You see, when you fast, you get direction. It was in the midst of his fasting and praying that he received direction from God. This was amazing. He gave him the name of the person that he needed, the name of the house where Peter was, the address, comprehensive. He told him everything. Cornelius wrote them there, I'm sure. Or he knew that in mind. As soon as he finished, he sent for two of his servants. He said, get this address. Go to this place. Go to the 10th floor. In one room by the left. Knock at that place. There's a young man praying by the name Simon Peter. And Peter was praying at that time. He had a vision. So there was a connection. So God is wanting to respond to your cry and your prayer and your fasting. If we can be devoted to God, there is no limit to what God wants to do in our lives. It is we that limit the hand of God. You see, when you block into the kingdom principles, automatically the blessings of God begin to release from time to time. And you will never be the same. I can assure you, because God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know, it may take time. But I want to say to you, God is a rewarder. God rewards people's effort. If you seek Him diligently, you don't give up. You keep moving. You keep serving the Lord. You keep blessing the Lord. There's going to be a day of remembrance that God will say, come on, this is the God of a blessed. This is the man to receive the blessing. And you will be surprised. You know what is called divine compensation? Divine compensation. Israel were in the land of Egypt for 430 years. And they labored for Pharaoh. They couldn't pay them 1 cent. But guess what happened? When they were leaving, they had double silver, gold,
赢一切。
The Bible said they spoiled the Egyptians.
圣经说他们把所有呀埃及人的东西全部都拿来了。
When they left Egypt,
他们离开埃及时
they went with wealth.
他们带着大把的财富。
Because for the years they have been laboring without pay.
因为他们多年来为埃及做工，通通没有得到工价。
God has to compensate them.
上帝就这样子一个光景
补
偿的他们
there is a divine compensation.
因此有所谓属天补偿这一回事哦
So don't get worried.
千万不要担心
Your money, your blessing,
你的钱你的祝福
is just being accumulated.
只是在慢慢累积而已
And one day is released.
时间一到全部就大把给你
without measure.
你甚至算都算不来
Amen.That is a good news.
这是好消息啊
Every day.
每一天哦
There are $17,000 for me.
每天都在啊，我都有人在为我存一万。
I don't know it.
我都不晓在哪里。
$20,000.
或者是
I didn't know it.
我也不知道。
After a year.
多年。
And they remember.
啊，就被记得了。
Say, I want to bless you.
啊，有人说我要祝福你。
What is this?
为什么要祝福啊
$3,000,000.
啊，这300万祝福你啊，小事一桩啊，拿去。
And that's just a tip of the eyeball.
哇，这只是一个小费而已呢，300万。
Not empty dollars now.
而且不是台
币啊，US US dollars.
美金300万的小费而已。
Amen.
干什么
？And you get a shock.
哇，你真的是很震惊啊
！Divine compensation.
那就是属天的补偿。
God is a faithful God.
上帝是信实的。
So every effort.
所以你所摆上的一切。
Every labor.
你所啊所付的劳力。
Every time.
你所花的时间。
You invest.
你所投资在上帝身上。
For the work of God.
为上帝事工所摆上的。
If you stay faithful.
若你持续忠心。
And you are continue.
而且持续。
You are consistent.
你非常一致。
There will be a divine compensation.
必然有属天的补偿来到。
Amen.Divine compensation.
属天的补偿
that you'll be surprised
会补偿到让你吓
一跳 what God is about to do.
让你知道说神要做的
But you have to be one of these men.
但是你要像哥尼流这样子
Don't join another club.
你不要像一般人一样
I want to join Colonius Club.
我要加入哥尼流俱乐部
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Colonius Club.
哥尼流俱乐部要加入的举手。
Oh, I got members already, Mike. so fast. Praise God. Amen.
你哋收听紧嘅系葡萄树传媒 Y Media.org。